Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you, and obviously awesome day to be doing a show. Pitchers, catchers, and by all accounts, a lot of players have already reported, even though it's not the official opening day for spring training for players, but pitchers and catchers yesterday, today, I love it. I just love this time of year. You can feel it. You can feel it in the air. And believe me, it's terrible weather up here in Canada where we are right now doing the show. And so you need some brightness in your day for sure. And on a side note, I'm heading off to Munich, Germany this weekend, this Saturday for my season. I'll be there till the end of September. So Nolan and I will be back on the air next week. I'll be reporting in from Munich. And so, you know what, same as every year and that, hopefully it's another good year over in Europe and just spreading the baseball and teaching baseball and what it's all about. So, lots to talk about on tonight's show. We've got free agents that will be signing. We got free agents that, you know what, they probably won't be signing. And we've talked about it all offseason. It's just the nature of the beast the last few years with not just veteran free agents, but young free agents, new free agents that for whatever reason just don't get a signing. And right or wrong, it is what it is. So, but obviously lots of reports on exciting and lots of thoughts on where we see teams fit and maybe what the best division is in baseball and so much more. So, but before we get going with the show, we do want to do our usual, and that's a big shout out to our Armed Forces Network, and thank you to all the servicemen and women around the world doing what you do every day. So Nolan, myself, and the rest of the Dirtbag Nation and baseball fans all over the globe can do what we do, and that's be a player, be a parent, be a coach, be a fan, just be a part of baseball. So thank you for what you do. If you have curtain call questions, if you have training questions, send them in to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Kirk or Nolan, as you know, and we'll either answer it if it's a training question in person with you, you have our guarantee, and if it's a curtain call question, we'll try to get it on the air for you. So other than that, you know what, again, looking forward to tonight's show just because of what it is. I was watching MLB and it was exciting. So Dirtbags, settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break to get things rolling.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you thought having a three-day weekend couldn't get any better, then you haven't heard about the President's Day deals at Kohl's. I just went and saved a ton on great new styles and much-needed home finds, like cute jeans for $24.99, cozy bedding for 30% off, a 15-piece cookware set for $59.99, and so much more. Plus, I got an extra 15% off with a coupon. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, get to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles, 15% offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, good day to be talking about baseball, brother. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, so obviously last week our episode finishes up later that night. Pete Alonso, news breaks, back to the New York Mets. I'm just going to start out with asking the question, Kirk. Pete Alonso, why did you not fire Scott Boras immediately after that signing?
Well, they're sure... All the reports out there since then or whatever is that, Steve Cohen steps in personally. And even today I was reading it, one report with humanizing the negotiations and different stuff like that. And I think, everybody's working at saving face right now, trying to make it look good, which obviously it is. It's good for the Mets. It's good for the Mets. They're trying to make it look good for Pete Alonso, right? That, have a bounce back year. And, dude... Yeah, his average went down, but the guy still knocked in 34 bombs, 33 bombs, whatever it was. Are you kidding me? Don't sugarcoat that. Dude, you went from $173 million or whatever it was being offered in 2023 to 50. I get it, 54. But really, a one-year 30. But they sure tried to sugarcoat it. So I don't know if that answers your question, Nolan. But
yeah, I mean, that kind of answers my question. I mean... To me, like you said, like he rejects $150+ million, then proceeds to fire his previous agent. Then Scotty Boras comes in, the Lord and Savior of MLB agents to all the big time free agents apparently, and he ends up signing for that. Like you said, it's like a 1 year, I think $28 million. With the player option for a second year to make it $54 million. I don't know if there's escalators to increase the amount of money or anything like that. But I'm just like, dude, like you said, like a bounce back year for Pete Alonso is not possible, in my opinion. Because what are we talking about for a bounce back year? He's a career like 240, 245 hitter. He's not much for average. Dude's still dropping bombs, like you said. Like he had 30 plus home runs again this year. He's second since he's come up to the majors. He's playing every game. Like you know what he is at this point in his career. He's essentially a better Joey Gallo, is basically the best way that I could describe what Pete Alonso is. And that's not a bad thing. Like, he hits a little bit better than Joey Gallo.
For sure.
But, I mean, he still strikes out a ton. He doesn't, in my opinion, get the same amount of walks that Joey Gallo somehow managed to do. But the average is the same. Tons of power. Like, but relatively speaking, like, what are we talking about for a bounce back? Like, if we're talking 56 like he had in his rookie year, whatever his rookie year ended up being, like 51 home runs, I think it was. He hasn't even sniffed that since his rookie year. And that year, the balls were juiced. Everybody, I think, around baseball kind of admitted that the balls were juiced in order to help people hit home runs and everything like that. So, like, I'm looking at it purely from the standpoint of Pete Alonso. I really don't know what the offers were that were thrown out at him. Obviously, the speculation for the Toronto Blue Jays was about 3 years, $90 million, from what I kept on reading and stuff like that online. And it's like, dude, like, a one-year, $28 million deal does not cut it for what you were originally proposed. Like, that is a huge slap in the face. I would have just left the Mets if I was him.
Well,
but I get loyalty's a thing.
Yeah, they say 1 year, first year is $30 million, and then $24 million in the second. What, however it ends up dicing out, it doesn't really matter. But here's how I look at it, Dirtbags. And if you're a Mets fan, you know what? Send in your comments, your replies, whatever. You may agree, you may disagree. But absolutely, like you said, Nolan, hey, if Pete Alonso wants to re-sign with the New York Mets because he loves them that much, obviously he did, great. Good for you at the end of the day. You did it. But I was more shocked that the reporters and everybody else, oh, yeah, great contract. And, you know, now Steve Cohen's trying to prove him for the bounce back and stuff like that, just like you just talked about. I was like, are you kidding me? Like Pete Alonso, God bless you, I guess, because I'm not here to hate you, like you, love you, whatever. You are what you are. And you signed a contract with a team that you loved after getting, I would say, run over all offseason. And even after you signed it, they're like, oh, yeah, still a bounce back. Yeah, he's going to bounce back and really sign a nice deal. Well, here you go. So you're assuming that Vladimir Guerrero has potential chance to take your job in a year, and that might mean the Jays at that time. Well, the Jays have moved on. If I'm the Jays, I've moved on. As good as you are, I've moved on because you whatever, you did what you did. That's fine. No problem. You can do that. I don't know if your market's going to be there in a year. Because they're even talking about that with Vladimir Guerrero. All of a sudden, he was up around $500 or $600 million potentially, and now it's kind of back down around $400 to $450 million because he's a corner infield.
Well, he has to have 50 home runs.
Nothing's making sense right now.
He has to hit 50 home runs this year if he wants to sniff even close to 500.
A great player is a great player, and he's a great player. He's a great player that's going to be a great player probably for at least a half a dozen years, and then we'll see what happens after that, like a lot of players. But I don't know if your market's really going to change. I don't know if you're going to Blake Snell it next year, Pete Alonso, and get, you know, 182. No way.
Well, I'd say a better comp, not Blake Snell, but I'd go Matt Chapman.
Well, I don't even think he gets 152 like Matt
no,
did.
No, but that's kind of my point. At least they're both players, right? They both signed that one-year prove-it deal. I mean, Matt Chapman, obviously, totally different player than Pete Alonso. Like, Matt Chapman's still one of the greatest defensive third baseman 100%. of this era, at least to baseball. And you're like, man, like Pete Alonso, I mean, glorified DH in maybe 2 years at most, probably. I'd say. Like, and I'm not trying to knock on the guy. No. Like, I don't think he's a horrible defensive first baseman, but there's certainly better defensive first baseman out there in baseball. Everybody can agree with that. But like you said, all he does is mash. Like, at the end of the day, and don't get me wrong, I mean, he mashes, he comes up clutch when he needs to, obviously, case in point, the Devin Williams three-run taco opposite field in the playoffs there.
Absolutely.
You're like, dude's got enough of a clutch gene that, sure, he might sniff, I don't know, 100? But even that, to me, might be a stretch. Like if I'm
so.
I'm looking at Anthony Santander getting 5 year, what was his, 92 or something like that with the Jays, with a lot of deferred money, you're like, I don't.
44 bombs.
Yeah, I don't know if like, Pete would have to get another high 40 home run season in order to maybe get a sniff at $100 million. Like, I think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just saw that and his jaw hit the floor and he's like, oh, I'm screwed.
Potentially. Absolutely, potentially.
Yeah, the Jays would have been licking their lips, that's for sure.
And that's what the industry is saying, right? Like, it's not just the Blue Jays with the Vladimir Guerrero situation now. It's the industry talking about that. He's still going to roll up the bank, no question about it. But, yeah, it very well might not be 600. And like we talked about, right, you got to have two people that are interested. And, yeah, I get it. The Yankees are interested. The Red Sox are interested. The Mets are interested. There's probably other teams out there that are interested. But like we said, if you know the Mets are going on it, why would you even bid? No use even bidding. There's no use bidding. Even if he says, I'm interested in coming to you. No, you're not. You're interested in the most money you can get, which is part of the business. That's how it's played. But You're right. If I'm Vladimir Guerrero Jr. right now, I'm feeling good, but I'm not feeling real, real good. I'm starting to think a little bit. And you know what? Season's right around the corner. And when you're thinking, they all say, oh, I just want to focus on the game. No, 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 no. Not in your contract year. When it gets a little troubling like it is right now, that impacts you. That impacts you. And he's gotten off the slow starts before or whatever, and that, and last year was case in point. He turned it around and ended up phenomenal. One of the best in the game. But yeah, the Pete Alonso one was, you know what, great for the Mets. Obviously great for the Mets. Great for Soto, great for Lindor, great for the whole team, the club, the city, everything. But I don't know what he looks at next year. The market's changed. And I don't see him getting that. So ride it out. Hopefully you get to the series, you can knock off the Dodgers and see what happens.
Yeah, and then obviously just a bunch of other moves, all one-year deals pretty much for the rest of the week. Kenley Jansen was basically the biggest one out of free agency that signed this week. He signed a one-year $10 million deal with the Los Angeles Angels. More than likely going to slide in as the closer in that role. I can't see them signing him to be a setup man at this point. Numbers weren't horrible last year with Boston. Certainly not career numbers, though, like he posted with the Dodgers, obviously getting up there in age. So the Angels are going to try and squeeze whatever they get left out of him. So hopefully that move will work out for him. But Dirtbags, stay tuned because we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's carry on about the Angels. Obviously, we were just talking about the Kenley Jansen signing there a little bit before the break. Now, Obviously, news breaks today. Los Angeles Angels fans got to be absolutely furious with that Anthony Rendon contract. Like, you just got to eat that money, man. That is just the most horrific thing that could have happened. And the guy's basically even come forward. Now, I don't know how true it is, but he's basically come forward saying that he doesn't necessarily love baseball. I don't know if this is weighing on him. For him all of a sudden to say, hey, I need hip surgery a week before players are reporting for spring training, it's like, dude, you had... Now, I don't know if this was a recent injury. I can't speak from that. Obviously, I don't have the backstory. I'm just saying it looks a little bit suspicious where you're coming basically a week away from spring training and now all of a sudden I need hip surgery and I'm going to be out long term collecting that whatever it is, $35 million or whatever his contract is. I mean, it opens up the possibility of a Nolan Arenado trade to the Angels, but I can't see that being the case either.
Do you think they maybe talked to him and about that issue, what he made that comment last year about, you know, my family's first and I'm not really loving baseball or feeling baseball? Do you think they maybe just went ahead and talked to him and said, look, at how do we do this? How do we move this forward? Are you really in? Because we got to roll the sleeves up and we got to get after it this year. Artie Moreno's still investing in them. Kikuchi, Kenley, just to name two, but you know, they've got pieces. Solaire early in the offseason. I wonder if they had that conversation and said, let's just try to spin it and we'll write you a check or somewhere in the middle or whatever it is and get out of here. I mean, it's devastating that it's always the Angels, because even Pujols, right? It goes to show you that long-term contract, like they always said, there's a lot of risk in there.
Well, they had to eat numerous contracts. Like, and obviously, they had Josh Hamilton, CJ Wilson, and Albert Pujols all at the same time. It was like
a great team.
Oh, that was it. No, and that was Mike Trout's early years, obviously, rookie MVP, stuff like that. Like, it was a team that everybody thought was going to knock off the Texas Rangers, who at that time was the cream of the crop in the AL West. Everybody thought, oh, yeah, this is a team that's destined to win one, if not two, World Series with obviously all the contracts that they have, but obviously Josh Hamilton runs into more of the drug problems and everything like that. So he's out of baseball, like, I think 2 or 3 years after he signed that contract. Yep. CJ Wilson basically said, listen, I just play baseball. I love cars. So he was focused on that. I don't even remember if he finished out his Angels contract or not. And Pujols, you know, after probably about year two or three, it was like, all right, dude, you're best days are long behind you.
Yeah.
Until he came back to St. Louis and then second half for Surgeons, obviously, to finish out his career. But, like, yeah, I mean, it always seems to be the case. And I don't know what Artie does from here. Because it's like, dude, I got so much money tied up to you. I know a couple years ago I was trying to sell the team. I don't even know how you get an owner to replace him and take on that contract right now. Because I think he's still got another 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. I think he signed it during the COVID year. I guess it was 2020 that he would have signed that contract.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just one issue, right? You're obviously looking at the more than rumors, I would say. The general opinion is you're going to move Trout to probably left field and DH with Solaire. And keep him on the field as much as you can. You have to believe that he's coming back healthy. When you look at the numbers when he did play, batting average was way down or whatever and that, but already at 10 bombs. OPS was off the charts. I mean, he's still elite masher. And you've just... Guys were saying it recently and stuff like that on the MLB Network, and it's true. Ability is by being available. So he's got to be available to them. So exactly right. They've got some nice players on that team, nice potential, great manager, but Ron Washington's got some work to do. He's got some work to do to keep those guys on the field, and he's already lost one in day one of spring training. So that's not firing you up too much, I wouldn't think, or whatever. But like I said, maybe they talked about it behind the scenes, and who knows? Maybe more will come out of it. You just never know.
And obviously, just kind of sticking in the Los Angeles area, switching over to the blue and white team, though, this time. Clayton Kershaw returning for an 18th season. Los Angeles Dodgers shocks absolutely nobody in the industry, shocks absolutely none of the fans. Obviously, Clayton Kershaw signs with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I know we've talked about it in previous years, especially. Obviously, seems like he's been signing a lot of these one-year contracts over the past few seasons. Legacy guy, man. Like, that's what it is at this point in time. He's a legacy Dodger. He'll retire as a legacy Dodger. Obviously, one of the greatest in their franchise's history. I don't know how many years he's got left in the tank, so fans, take advantage of it while you can. That being said, Clayton Kershaw is the, what, number 9 starter?
Well, I heard it today, and it makes sense, right? Clayton, here's the contract. Just get yourself ready for the World Series. We don't need you any other time.
Well, that's what it's got to be at this point in time.
And really it is, right? Because, like you said, you're getting a Hall of Famer back at some point, whenever they decide to. You're getting another Hall of Famer in Shohei. Who knows how much he's going to pitch or whatever and that. There's two huge trades whenever they're available to them. And obviously, Shohei, in opening days of spring training, already up and throwing, looking good, looking free, looking easy. All reports are good. You know, it's one thing to have light toss and stuff like that, but, you know, we'll see over the next 6 weeks. And then, of course, in 4 weeks, they're already gone to Tokyo for that opening series of this season against the Cubs. And, you know, they've already reported it, which is understandable. He's not going to pitch in those games at all. But absolutely. Clayton, yeah, everybody knew it, and rightfully so. Give him, show up for the World Series and be ready to roll.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, at this point in his career, he's never actually won a World Series outside of the COVID year, but I mean, I'm putting an asterisk beside that. If there's no fans in the stands, you don't win a series. Respectfully, you don't. 2024, obviously he was injured. So he's never actually pitched on a World Series winning team. This time around, hopefully, yeah, he gets the chance, obviously, to stay healthy and then can pitch on that World Series team. I mean, you're looking at it still, like, that Dodgers rotation. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely nasty. It's hands down the best rotation in baseball. There's zero debating it. It sounds like they're going to do Suzuki and Yamamoto for the Tokyo series there against the Cubs is what I'm hearing, or at least they're both going to pitch at some point in time.
They'll pitch.
I don't know what their roles will be, but yeah, it sounds like both of them will pitch. That being said, you're looking at it, dude, like that entire pitching staff, with the exception of maybe a Blake Snell, who, I mean, for the most part, he stayed pretty healthy throughout his career. Tyler Glasnow, obviously a Band-Aid. Yamamoto, obviously. I don't know if he was really injured last year. Like you said, they probably just shut him down for fatigue reasons about halfway through the year and then just rolled him into the playoffs. Suzuki, I don't know what he's going to bring to the major league level. Obviously, World Baseball Classic, we got to see what his first taste was against major league competition, and he dominated, but still, I don't know, man.
When you see him out there on the field and that with the spring training, I watched a little bit today and stuff before the show. I mean, he's a kid. You see a kid in there and that. So they got to fill him out, strengthen him. And he was a lot like Shohei when he came over, right? Young, and he's just got to get that experience and get his hands wet. And, I mean, Dodgers will do a fantastic job of that. There's no question about it. Best pitching rotation, maybe. I look at Arizona, too, in that. I really like that rotation as well. So let's go ahead. Alex Bregman, he's down to three teams, supposedly. The Red Sox, the Tigers, and the Cubs. All three of those are pretty good landing spots for him. Who needs him the most?
I said it before Christmas. I still think, no matter what, he's going to the Tigers. I don't think it's really even that close. In my personal opinion, I just think the Tigers connection is too strong with A.J. Hinch and just the absolute need for, like, a true star in Detroit. Like, they got good pitchers. Obviously, Tarik Skubal, he's a star. But I'm saying, like, on the offensive side, you need a everyday guy. Alex Bregman's going to teach you how to win. That team's on the precipice. Now, that being said, obviously, the Chicago Cubs did just add a couple of his Houston Astros teammates, being Ryan Presley and, obviously, Kyle Tucker earlier in the offseason. But still, though, I'm just looking at it purely from the standpoint of who needs him the most and who's the most ready team to try and take that next step. And to me, it's the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what you do with Jace Young. good-looking young third baseman too and stuff like that blends in there. But, I mean, sometimes you just got to make tough decisions. There's no question. So I think by all reports we're going to hear about it over the next maybe 10 days, maybe even quicker than that. You just don't know. So before we break, Nolan, let's go ahead. Nolan Arenado on the other one, and then we'll get into the curtain call questions next. You're coming in. What's got to be done there with him?
So, and this is the reason why I'm still thinking Detroit Tigers for Alex Bregman is because I think Boston's going to circle back and get Nolan Arenado. I really don't have a gosh darn clue what's happening there. The St. Louis Cardinals have been the worst team all offseason. They promised the fans a rebuild. And you know what? I would have been content with that if we actually did literally anything all offseason besides signing guys to minor league contracts. I like the Nick Anderson pickup. I can't knock that one. That was a good, smart pickup. Guy that has a bunch of relief experience at the major league level and major league success, too. So, I mean, he's another reclamation project. But Heim Bloom has familiarity with him. And the reason why I'm saying Boston is because Heim Bloom, obviously, coming from Boston. Tons of familiarity with their farm system. It sounds like Blaze Jordan in any talks. The only thing is, how much money are the Cardinals willing to eat? Now, if it's eating $15 million plus dollars, or, well, $20 plus million, I should say, I'm not doing it if I'm St. Louis. I'm not eating $20 million. The Rockies are already eating $10 million. Like, max I'm eating if I'm the Cardinals is $15, and that might even be a stretch to me. I get that, obviously, I'm biased in that opinion, but it's like, at the end of the day, man, you're still getting Gold Glove caliber defense. You're getting a righty with tons of power from the pull side. And what's Boston? Short Fenway porch. You go there, man. If you can, Boston, make that trade happen. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here for the curtain call questions.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for 7 days of up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Save on the top brands in bath, tools, paint, and more. Our biggest member deals are on January 30th through February 5th. So if you're not a loyalty member, now's the time to join for free. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now, take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, we got Miami Marlins, we got Colorado Rockies, and we've got the Chicago White Sox fans writing in. Yesterday comes out the report from whatever the Pacoda projector or whatever it is that does all the stats and things like that. 0% chance of making the playoffs. Pitchers and catchers just reporting, and you're already at that. These people are just... You're not happy, and nor should you be happy and stuff like that. And it comes to the compilation of what we've always talked about, right? A floor on the salary, a variety of stuff. Like, just make a move at some point and start to move forward. Yes, it looked like the White Sox were there a few years back. Well, only a couple of years ago. It's not really that long ago even and stuff like that. It just didn't work out for them or whatever. But, man, to just disappear or whatever. The Marlins, I think we've come to expect it or whatever. And that everybody's disappointed, not just you Marlins fans and stuff like that. Colorado, unfortunately, you are just in the worst division.
Colorado's screwed.
Because there's some good young players there in Colorado and stuff like that. Yeah. And they've got one of the best managers that you'll never know about, Buddy Black. I think we all appreciate him and all understand how good he is, but how could you ever be good?
Chris Bryant better earn that contract.
Year after year. Imagine rolling up. Best time of the year is spring training probably for him and stuff like that. Other than maybe looking at the Rocky Mountains out behind center field during games. And yet there is nice young players there. It's just tough, but... Thoughts on that, Nolan?
Yeah, I mean, Pacoda, I don't even know where they got half the projections that they got, man. Like, some of them are just way off in terms of what they were predicting. Like, they had the Orioles at 89 wins. I'm looking at that Orioles team, and I'm like, that is not an 89-win team. No disrespect to the Orioles. But that is not an 89-win team. Like, that is a 82-83-win team this year. Like, you lose your big hammer in Anthony Santander. You lose your ace in Corbin Burnes. You haven't made a good offseason move or a good move at all since...
O'Neill's not too bad, but I know what you mean.
But I'm saying, like, an actual move to really get you 100%. Into the spot where you should be as the Baltimore Orioles. Like... All things considered, man, you got all your young kids who are up now. Yes, I get that you don't need to make a significant player move.
Let me jump in there for a sec. Look at the Toronto Blue Jays when they had young Bichette, Biggio, and Vlad going up. They sat on their laurels, right? They did the same thing. Oh, we'll mix a guy here and mix a guy there. And look at where they are now. Both Bo and Vlad are done.
But at least they went out and got starting pitching. Like, year after year, the Toronto Blue Jays made their moves for starting pitching. It's like, I'm looking at Baltimore starting pitching right now, and nothing about it is impressive to me. Like, you got Grayson Rodriguez, who, yes, obviously, top pitching prospect a couple years ago. He did have a nice season last year, I will say that. But still, not enough to make me think he's Jared Jones or a Paul Skenes or one of those guys that are in Pittsburgh, obviously.
Zach Eflin doesn't replace Burnes?
No, like you know what I'm saying, though? Like, there was options available. They said that they were going to go out and spend the money, and they didn't. So, I mean, 89 wins, to me, that's an absolute stretch. So, that's, sorry, I got off the actual question, but obviously that's kind of what my thoughts are on Pacoda. It's like, man, I don't know how they come up with the numbers that they do. That being said, obviously, I mean, objectively, you look at those teams, the Marlins, that's a... Same thing. That's just a tough division. Like, you needed Skip Schumacher to maybe get you back to the playoffs like you did 2 years ago, right? You need, like, they just don't have enough. The Chicago White Sox, obviously, they're in such fluctuation. They don't have a proper answer right now. That 0% sure that makes sense. And like you said, Colorado, bunch of young kids, good young kids, obviously, Ezekiel Tovar, Brendan Doyle, Ryan McMahon, guys like that, Buddy Black, fantastic manager, just obviously the record would never show that. But yeah, 0%, sure. I mean, you got to take it on the chin.
Dirtbags want to know what your thoughts are on the automatic ball strike systems being set up for spring training. Do you think the major league players are going to take to it? And again, there's a lot of major league players now that came up through the system, right? The minors, where they
tested. That's what I was about to say, yeah.
So, yeah, they want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I was just going to basically say exactly what Kirk just said. Like, a bunch of those young kids that have played in the minor leagues over the last, 3 years, basically, since they started implementing it. And even the Arizona Fall League kids, I think 4 years ago. I don't know the specifics on when they started implementing these into lower-ranked minor league systems or anything like that. But I know it was within the past couple of years. And so, anyways, no, like, I think it'll be a huge thing for pitchers, catchers, and obviously hitters at the major league level to get used to, because they're not used to all of a sudden being able to challenge a ball or a strike. So you're going to need to know, okay, what type of count does this put me in? Like, you know, if I'm all of a sudden going from an 0-1 to an 0-2 on a borderline fastball that I think's outside, or a borderline sweeper that I think's outside, sure, I might call it then. Like, if I'm up 2-0 in a count, same thing. Like, I might call it then, but like if it's 1-0 or 3-0, obviously, I don't think I'm challenging it as much. So I think it'll be a huge adjustment for those guys to try and figure out when I actually have to use these.
Yeah, the timeout thing, that's interesting, because you look at how hard baseball's worked at bringing the length of the games down to make it entertaining, right? And they've got it down to, last year it was like two hours and 40 minutes. That's pretty good, man. That's moving along, and that's really excellent. But now all of a sudden, I don't understand the timeouts enough yet. Dirtbags will be able to identify it through spring training, obviously, and stuff like that. But that is interesting, because every timeout, every call, that's putting seconds on the board at the end of the day. And again, we know it's a rhythm game. Sports are about rhythm and tempo. And so that's going to be pretty disruptive. But you know what? Hey, let's see how it works, and let's go from there, and whatever. Time, we're going to know pretty quick, for sure. So, next question, Nolan. What team, even though you're a Cardinals fan, what team right now, sitting here today, are you excited about? What team just jumps out at you that, you know what? Hey, I'm interested to see what they do this year, how they compete.
I mean, I say it probably for the past 3 years, but the Philadelphia Phillies. I want to see if they're actually good enough to take that next step. Bryce Harper, I absolutely love Bryce Harper. Like, he's, bar none, one of my top three favorite players in the MLB right now. I think that dude in Philadelphia, he signed with Philadelphia for a reason. He's got to win there. This, in my opinion, is probably the last great chance that he's going to have at winning. Obviously, JT Realmuto getting up there in age now. I mean, he started to show some signs of regression over the past couple of years. Schwarber not getting any younger. Obviously, Castellanos has kind of been in fluctuation, whether he's getting traded or whether he's staying or what the deal is. Alec Boehm should be taking that next step forward as a hitter, but still, I mean, he's only got a couple years left, and he still could get traded for all we know.
Trey Turner.
I mean, those pitchers are all older. Trey Turner's getting older.
But he's an interesting guy for me and stuff like that. I think if he can pick up where he finished off, he really sets that table. Obviously, Schwarber sets the table in the leadoff spot. But I think Trey Turner, how he rolls, will really help them, because pitching staff, great. Bullpen, still interested on it. I don't know what Jordan Romano's going to do at the back end there and stuff like that. I don't know how they're going to use him and well, just how they can only use him based on how he's doing. But Trey Turner's a very interesting player for me with that roster.
Mm-hmm. And then basically, I'd say for a second team that I'd be most excited about watching, I'm going to stick in state, and I'm going to say Pittsburgh. Obviously, they got the young horses, man. I want to see how those young horses do another year forward. Obviously, everybody loves what Paul Skenes brings to the table. That guy's must-watch baseball whenever he takes the rubber. In my opinion right now, obviously, he's one of the top three favorites for NL Cy Young again this year. But I just want to see a full season out of Paul Skenes, just to see how actually dominant he is. Because if he can be the... I mean, I'm not going to compare him to Randy Johnson, but if he can be... like that Curt Schilling type, just dominant pitcher, and you know, giving him the ball, or Pedro Martinez, one of those guys, where it's like giving him the ball every 5 days, you know, you're probably going to win that game.
I'm looking at Arizona like I talked about before. I like the nailer coming in for Walker that we talked about last week. Burns, obviously, and I love that staff. I love that team right now. And I thought about Kansas City, but then I think Texas Rangers coming back. Again, you always speak about the Bochy effect, but, you know, you pick up Jock Peterson. Hopefully Garcia's back a little bit better this year. Seager stays on the field. You get a whole year of Young. That's a interesting team. And obviously, DeGrom. That's my interesting player for them.
I mean, yeah, there's no debating that. Obviously, he's the wild card of the whole situation for Texas. Yeah. Now, I don't know if even staying healthy is a remote possibility for him at this stage in his career. But, you know, if you can get 20 games out of him, and he looks like Jacob DeGrom old, he better save those 20 games for post-trade deadline, basically. Because, yeah, you know you're going to get a horse.
For sure. There's no question. So, next question. Any young players that are really jumping out at you in spring training that you're really looking forward to seeing? Could be a player from going into second year. Your Jackson Mario, Churio. Could be a rookie that's going to get their opportunity. Anybody jumping out?
Well, there's two, both playing the AL East. Obviously, one is a little bit more established than the other. But Tristan Casas, I want to see him. Obviously, all offseason, kind of been in the trade rumors and everything like that. As of right now, still a member of the Boston Red Sox. A couple years ago when he first broke in, he had tons of power, great numbers and everything like that. Last year, bitten by the injury bug and just had slightly a down year. So, I mean, him bouncing back just to see what he does as a young player with all the trade rumors around him and everything like that, I think it'll be very interesting to see his development in Boston. Obviously, I think he's got the power potential of 30-plus, no problem. And then the other player that I want to see, starting probably second baseman for Baltimore Orioles, Jackson Holliday. I want to see if he can stick it at the major league level or if he needs some more seasoning. Like I really hope he doesn't need more seasoning because everybody saw what he did in the minors. He posted numbers. I don't want him to be a quad A player where he's too good for the minors and he's not good enough at the major league level. I just want to see if he takes that next step forward this year, see if he was really working with dad in the barn or whatever it is that they call it down there in Oklahoma, and see if he was taking the next step forward to actually becoming that number one overall pick that he was.
Yeah, absolutely. Two good players in that. I'm going to stay with Jackson Holliday like yourself. I'm really curious to see what he can do. And the other one, obviously, the Martian. Jason Dominguez with the Yankees. You know, you're hearing everything. Spring training will dictate where he ends up in that lineup and stuff like that. There's even talk about him being leadoff or whatever in that. I'm really looking forward to having that guy and seeing him and seeing, because you hear about it all the time in the minor leagues and stuff, right? If you're lucky enough to watch him growing up or whatever and that, then, hey, you know what it is if you're a Yankees fan. But I want to see him on that field for a whole season, God willing. And I want to see what he can do in that lineup because I think that's a big guy for them. That's a big guy for them that, you know what, I think they're going to give him the reins and they're going to let him run with it and forget about what's happening at third base until you see what the season goes with and you drive on from there. But I want to see that guy up there. I want to see him run. I want to see these five tools that they speak of and just go play. Don't put yourself under pressure. Just go and play. Same as Jackson Holliday. Same as, you know what, you're returning your sophomore players that had a fantastic year. Obviously, Ellie De La Cruz. You know, there is so much to be excited about as far as young players. And you know, yes, you can be disappointed about your own team, whether they made moves in the offseason, they didn't make moves. But watch the game of baseball overall and watch these young players and aspire to be them because it's really phenomenal. So, thank you very much, Dirtbags. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dear Bags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought, I love this one, personally speaking. Kevin Kiermaier, back to the Blue Jays, as a special assistant. Signing on as an outfield roaming coach, basically. I mean, I don't understand. Apparently, he made the same offer to two or three other teams. I got to assume one of them was Tampa Bay, and the other one was probably the Dodgers. Obviously, those were the three teams that he played with throughout his MLB career. And, I mean, obviously, Tampa Bay and whoever the other team was, I'm just assuming it's the Dodgers, for them to just outright say, no, we're not interested in your services, to me is insane. Like, that seemed like a no-brainer if I'm the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, why would you not want that guy trying to teach your team defense? Like, in the outfield, I'm saying. That would be like me telling Yadier Molina, no, I don't want your advice for catching. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just insane. It obviously, he's one of the best defensive outfielders that I've ever seen. That dude posted numbers all throughout. And for two other teams to say no to him, thank you very much, because I'm looking forward to seeing it. The Blue Jays defense out in the outfield takes a huge step forward this year.
Yeah, absolutely, right? You know, we talk about culture all the time, right? Here on the show, with our training, everything else. You know, you want players like that. You want them in your clubhouse, around your players when they're post their career. If they're willing to do that and they want to do that, you have to have the conversation. You have to make it make sense. And that's a huge signing, I believe, for the Blue Jays. And it's great for Kiermaier, too. It keeps him in the game and keeps him around the game. He obviously loves it, and good for him. I mean, I got to be excited if I'm a Toronto Blue Jays outfielder right now, being able to work with him and read routes and players and everything that goes on with it. Exciting, exciting, exciting. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So keep spreading the message. Servicemen and women, again, thank you for doing what you do so we can do here what we do, and the rest of the nation as well. And that's what it's all about. So hey, be excited about spring training. It's a long 6 weeks, but it's an exciting 6 weeks, so just settle in. So, unfortunately, though, it is that time, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.